So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number two, myself. You clearing your throat over there? What do you got going on? COVID? You got the Rona?
Yeah, that's it.
Andy's got the Rona.
Actually, I feel very healthy.
You always feel like if you clear your throat,
but I'll work
somebody's
going
to criticize?
I know. How dare you?
You got the Rona? Anyways.
Actually,
no.
I got the soda. I was drinking that. You know, it coats my throat. And then.
All right. Myself, Charlie, Andy, Richard Rush joining us now. All right, guys. We ready for this? This will be fun. Ready, Richard?
Yes, although Andy's eliminating the movie I was going to use as just my every answer for this category.
You're going to use one movie for every answer?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, man.
Okay, so who's first?
I am.
Okay, this is a movie. By the way, these are movies either about liars or with liars. One of the two. Well, however you want to do it doesn't make any difference how you want to do it.
Nah, however it works. Let's do a clip. Here we go. He's just been pulled over by the cops.
Of course, you steal the thunder, Andy, but you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm trying.
You got the spinning wheel, or what do you got going on over there? Spinning apple? What's going on there?
Oh, I see what's the problem.
Is the computer got the Rona? What's happening there?
It does.
He's not using a Mac, which is part of the problem.
Oh, will you shut up? You know, that's a form of bigotry. Oppression.
Racism.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Are we going?
I am. I hit it.
You know why I pulled you over?
Depends on how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Is that all?
No.
He opens the glove box.
Yeah. I have unpaid parking tickets.
Great movie. I watched it the other night. Great movie, by the way.
Liar, liar. Obviously the classic lying
Andy.
Movie of all time.
Andy.
Hey,
stealing
I get to go
thunder.
First, so, you know,
stealing
it's the way it is. That was also Jim Carrey's greatest performance, in my opinion.
Probably of all.
Yes.
Right? Of all time.
In fact, I would have to put that in the top five comedic performances from anyone.
It was great.
Of all time. He was absolutely amazing. Richard, what do you think?
Oh, yes. Again, you took my thunder, but yes, that is what I was going to go with because he was just so magnificent, and he was fantastic and funny and goofy and funny. Just, I mean, you can sit down and you pretty much laugh every other line, which is what we need in life these days.
Yeah, we do need some of that. That's
yes, we
exactly
do.
Right. All right, you're up. Go for it.
All right, well, I'm going to maintain the Jim Carrey theme because if we're talking about lies, then I'm going to go with he didn't really purposefully lie in this movie. Where I don't think he thought, because he was just such an idiot. But that's going to be Dumb and Dumber with Jeff Bridges with it, because it was a lie, right? They were lying about.
Oh yeah.
I guess they kind of lied to the people, even though they really didn't know they were lying. And there was a con. Anyway, I don't know. It's a funny movie.
I think they were lying
enjoyable,
just because they were so dumb.
Exactly. I don't think they intentionally lied.
Well, but they lied. Hang on.
They know they were lying.
They did know they were lying when they knew the little bird was dead for the blind kid.
Petey.
Yeah, they knew
you
that bird was dead.
Bird
they lied
to
the blind
kid.
Yeah. Purposely.
And then they, they duct taped his head back.
Okay.
You be the gas. Oh, anyway, so too funny.
That is funny. Okay, so along that same theme, I might as well just continue out and make this, you know, round the circle here, the all the way around, and go one more with
Mr. Carrey.
No, this was not Mr. Carey. I'm going to switch, but it is kind of along those same lines. It's not Jim Carrey, but I watched the other night Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
Classic.
And he lies to his mama all the time about not playing foosball and going to school. Right?
With the devil. For the devil.
It's the devil.
Foosball's the devil.
Everything's the devil. Everything's the devil.
Was she awesome?
Oh, it was, Kathy Bates was hilarious.
Kathy Bates.
Vicky Davenport.
Vicky Davenport.
She's the devil.
Vicky Davenport.
She's the devil.
Kathy Bates,
the devil woman.
She killed me in that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay.
And the stupid horses or the mules everywhere. Drinks,
yeah.
And drinks out of the toilet. Anyways, okay.
That was a funny movie.
And by the way, she was lying. So two things. He was lying to her about playing foosball and going to school, but she was lying to him about who his daddy was. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember at the end, he meets his daddy. That's got to be one of the funniest parts of the whole movie is when his dad shows up.
Okay. This next movie is not even, and we've mentioned it many times, it's not even so much about lying, but it has one scene that has a lie that is one of my favorite lies of all time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's gonna shut down. I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together.
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
You better be careful how much of that you play or we're gonna be in trouble, Andy. Team America.
I promise I will never die.
That movie should never be watched.
I know.
So bad.
But that was
so bad.
Yeah, the scene that
so
comes
you actually
next.
Put Team America on your list.
Well, that was a great lie. If you promise that you'll never die, I'll make love to you right now. I promise I will never die.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to switch up some of these because obviously I'm going to do some movies, but I'm going to kind of go with some lying characters from some TV shows and things like that because we've gone over lots of movies. One of them, Dad, is going to be one of your favorite shows, yet one of the worst shows, and that's going to be kind of this whole series was a lie, and it felt like that at the end, but it pulled you in, and that was Lost, specifically Benjamin Linus.
Yeah, Ben.
Oh, my. Andy, did you ever see Linus? Or, sorry, Lost?
Nope.
Charlie, you? You ever see Lost? No, neither one of you? Oh, Charlie did. Charlie saw it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of lies in Lost. Lots of them.
Oh, you could argue it's one big one, but then we won't spoil it for you. It is by the way, if you want to be sorely disappointed in the ending, then watch it.
I know. So the last one's awful.
You can watch all of it. You can watch all of it up until the last season.
True. True.
The Dharma Initiative and everything else about it. It's really pretty good, actually.
All right, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit here.
Okay.
And, man, there's so many. My next one's going to be Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're lying all the way through all the time about whether or not they're involved with the mob, who's actually running the casino, what's their actual title at the casino. I mean, the whole thing's just one masterful lie after another.
Yes. And it's also 3 hours long. So it's 3 hours of lies.
It really is. Sharon Stone's lying to him about, the boyfriend and, who is James Wood.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just one big lie.
Well done.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Somebody did mention, hang on, before I go to break, somebody did mention Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
That was one of mine.
Okay, so
love
you
it.
Stole that one, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Okay, I'll put that on the list in a second. If you have any you want to add, 307-200-8222 is the text line, 307-200-8222. Don't forget the main line, 303-477-5600. Now, somebody that won't lie to you, by the way, Mighty Hand Construction. They are as honest as the day is long. They'll take care of you, make sure things are done correctly, and just whatever project you've got, they're there for you, whether it's kitchen, bath, basement, expansion, adding an addition, a building, you name it, in Northern Colorado, it's Mighty Hand Construction. Find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom and pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but five-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
If you want to pay for some of those upgrades, Kurt Rogers can show you how. We talked about that yesterday. It's a simple phone call. 720-895-0500. Again, that's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Richard Rush, and Patrick joining us now from Peyton. Patrick, what's going on?
Not a lot. How are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
So the movie I've got is called Grifters.
Grifters.
Oh, yeah.
It's got John Cusack, Angelica Houston, and Annette Bening in it.
Okay.
And they're all a bunch of con artists. And the ending is a real big twist, but it's really, really good.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
All right.
Yeah, and by the way, Patrick, those are two actresses who I always like. Angelica Houston and Annette Bening are always terrific. And, of course, I love John Cusack.
Yeah, he's funny. Great. Yep. Okay. Good stuff. Thanks, right, Patrick. Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it very much. All right. Next round. You're up.
Patrick knocked it out of the park.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Okay. Let's see. This next one isn't that funny. It's about 45 seconds, but the reason I like it is it's a great message for young people, for kids.
Okay.
Okay? Because this movie was all about a lie, and it's Aladdin from Disney, and he was lying about who he was. And at the end of this, the genie, who is a little bee at the time on his shoulder, because he can be anything, he says the very message of the entire movie. So here we go.
Princess Jasmine, you're very...
Wonderful, magnificent, glorious, punctual.
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 Sorry.
Beautiful.
Nice recovery.
I'm rich, too, you know.
Yeah.
The daughter of a sultan.
I know.
A fine prize for any prince to marry.
Right. A prince like me.
Right. A prince like you. And every other stuffed shirt, hey, swaggering peacock wait. I've met.
Mayday!
Mayday! Just what? Go jump off a balcony.
What?
Stop her! Want me to sting her?
Buzz off.
Okay, fine. But remember, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
And that was the message of the movie of Aladdin, and I thought it was terrific for kids.
Okay.
Just terrific.
All right, Richard, you're up.
Yeah, no, solid choice there, Andy. All right, Dad, I'm going to go with one of your favorite movies, and that's going to be Just Go With It with Adam Sandler. And
oh,
Jennifer
yeah,
Aniston.
It's on my list. It's hilarious.
And, you know, the sheep.
Sheeple.
He's the
sheep-er.
Sheep-er, but he's the sheepdog, not the sheep doctor. Yeah, I guess he's the sheep doctor.
Yes.
So he's performing sheep-er.
Sheep-er.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, Adam Sandler's hilarious, and they do a good job. You know, obviously, it's kind of all about how he's supposedly, you know, divorcing his ex-wife and has his kids, and
That's hilarious.
Really funny.
It's a great movie. All right, I've got one you guys will enjoy. You may not think that it's actually got liars in it, but it does.
Okay.
That would be Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Because his parents left him.
You know, Joe Dirt is starting to rise up to Schindler's List level for you. You always bring up Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt is so hilarious. It is so hilarious. Who's the announcer? Why can't I think of his name right now? That's in that. He was a talk show host for Dennis
Miller.
Dennis Miller. He's the he's like the narrator in the thing. In the talk show. It's hilarious.
And he had David Spade, by the way. They're good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's a great movie. It's hilarious. Joe Dirt.
Very good.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, there's
with
lying.
His mullet.
Okay. Well, this is just a short scene of. A movie that at the end is lying. Here you go, and it's from Spaceballs.
Daddy, is it really you?
Yes, my dear. I guarantee it. Would I lie?
Daddy. Oh, no, Vespin, don't, Vespin. No.
Fool you.
Sorry. I just love Rick Moranis.
Pretty funny.
Fooled you.
Pretty funny.
He was perfect as Dark Helmet.
Spaceballs.
Is there anyone they could have gotten for Dark Helmet who would have knocked it out of the park like that?
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz
perfect,
be with
perfect
you.
Perfect because of his. Yeah, because he was the opposite of Darth Vader.
Right.
That's what made him so perfect.
I know. Right. So tiny. The helmet is half his body.
No, half his. Yeah, exactly. All right. You're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with a little bit more serious side of things, but one we've done a few times, and that's going to be A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise. Oh, so
you
good.
Can't handle
it's
the
all
truth.
About oh, so good. You need me. You want me on that wall.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
And the beauty of that was not just that it was lying, it was a total cover-up. I mean, it was exactly like what we're seeing in Washington.
That's true.
Wonderfully done.
You're right. I ordered the Code Red. Great movie. All right. Good one, Richard. Good one. Okay. I've got one that, let's see here. Bump it at do something maybe that's a little bit more fun. Okay. In this one, because there's lies in this. He has to. And that's Mel Gibson in What Women Want.
Oh, yeah.
Because, he gets the, electrocuted and then he. Starts think he can read all the women's minds, but then he has to lie to them about what he actually knows about them. And it's a funny movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's cute. It's very
it's cute,
cute
and funny at the same time.
And as always, of course, he learns about himself.
Of course, as always. All right. David in Denver, you're up. What's going on, David?
You got a good one. Overboard with Kurt Russell.
Yes,
and
it's on my list. Good one.
It's on your list. You rip on me for bringing
it's
that up too
list.
Much.
Yes, because he lies the whole
you
time.
You rip on me too much.
Well, that's like your favorite movie. You like say it every week.
Every other week.
Almost.
I do love that movie. It is hilarious. It is hilarious. That was Kurt and Goldie at
the
prime.
And actually the second one's not bad either. It's just a reverse of it.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a little. It's slower. It's not
good.
As
good.
It's
still good.
No, it's fine. It's
good.
Just not crisp.
No. It's not that first movie.
No.
They never are.
No.
Good answer, David.
Well, what about the one from Blazing Saddles where the German gal that's sitting there dancing on the stage and she ends up with the black sheriff and all of a sudden they go into a room and the lights are out and she says, "Is it true? Is it true what they say about you people?"
Gosh.
That's so bad.
That scene was terrible.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges. It's a great movie. David, thanks. Good stuff. Don't they knock the horse out in that movie?
Yeah. Yeah, what's his name? Alex Karras. Who does he play in that?
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm totally forgetting.
I don't know.
But he's the guy who knocks out the horse.
All right, you're up.
Okay, I'm up. All right. Let's go romantic here for a moment with Harrison Ford. And Julia Ormond, Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yeah, it's a slower movie.
Jeez,
it's man. Actually, no, it's
you,
actually,
are you a teenage girl?
Deep down, yes. I'm having some work done.
Just checking.
Why do you ask?
Because isn't that like a teenage girl movie?
No.
Oh.
No. Actually, teenage girls would probably find Sabrina a little too slow.
Oh, I'm thinking of the
you're thinking the show.
Mike. Yes.
You see, that's how removed you are from modern culture.
Am I?
Say now, isn't that right? A teenager girl's
so
movie
Sabrina,
there?
Then?
Yes. What he is, Linus Larrabee, that's Harrison Ford, is a multi-billionaire. And his brother is, he's very businesslike. His brother just lives off the family money and is a loser. And the girl who is the chauffeur's daughter grows up and becomes gorgeous. Okay. And she's played,
oh, I've never seen it.
Right. Well, Greg Kinnear plays his brother and he falls in love with her. But for business reasons, Linus has to come between the two. And then Linus, Harrison Ford, falls in love with her. But the whole time, he's lying to her because he's pretending that this is real, but he's only trying to break the two up. But he's also lying to himself. So it's all lies, and it unravels at the end.
Okay.
And by the way, it's got a lot of very good humor throughout the movie. Very funny.
Okay. You're up, Richard.
I've never seen it. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. I've never seen it.
Okay, I'm going to go one suggested by my wife here, and it's a romantic, a rom-com, as some might say. And that's going to be While You Were Sleeping.
That's on my list.
Yep. List, too.
Yep, good one.
Your wife is right.
Yep.
I know, well,
it's a cute movie.
Said that she would, yeah, it's not too bad. I'll be honest. It's not quite in my forte. But, hey, on a Friday night when everyone wants to just enjoy something nice and pleasant, there you go.
Yeah, but my wife told me she'd still dump me for the rich guy.
Of course. Why not?
Absolutely.
Should be, Andy.
Sure, of course. All right, a friend of mine just texted this in, and I had it on my list anyways. Hitch with Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Great movie.
By the way, I got to just say it. Great actor.
He is, actually. What did I see with him in the other night? I can't remember, but he's just good. He's a great actor.
Tell you what, should we go to break?
No, do one more round.
Okay.
We got time. We're good.
Okay, my next one is The Man in the Iron Mask.
The Man? I don't know if I've
ever
seen it.
With Leonardo, you've seen this, haven't you, Rich? Richard,
yeah.
with Leonardo DiCaprio, and this is from the Three Musketeers lore, and it's the young king, and he has a twin brother that he hides away in a dungeon so that he can seize the power, right? Because the twin was actually born first, and they're both Leonardo DiCaprio. He plays both characters, and he keeps the guy in his twin in an iron mask in a dungeon for many years. Well, the Three Musketeers find out about him. They break him out. And now they've got to install him on the throne so that they can have a good king. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. The Musketeers are good. And you've got John Malkovich, guys like that. So lots of good acting, a lot of fun. And,
all right.
And the whole thing's a lie because they got to pull it off.
All right, I got one that came in real quick from text message. The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yes.
The Usual Suspects. Let me see if I got any more here.
That's one of the most stylish movies ever made.
Oh, I missed this one. I did. Okay, hey, I have one that's not on my list. Two Mules for Sister Sarah, Clint Eastwood. She's not really a nun. Right?
I only saw, my gosh, I've seen it, but it was so
She's not really a nun. She claims to be a nun, she claims to be a nun. She's not.
Right, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
She's not a nun. One more real quick from a listener. Mongo. Anybody know that movie? Mongo? I don't know the movie. Do
Mongo?
You, Richard? Mongo.
Well, is he saying that's who Alex Karras was in Blazing Saddles? Mongo?
Maybe that's the answer. Could be. I don't know.
I think that's what he's saying.
Okay,
because it was Mongo.
Okay, got it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
for helping us remember that.
All right, Richard, you're up.
As a side note, if you ever want to find out movies that coincide with the Lutheran Church's definitions of the commandments, you can head to a Lutheran-Church-Regina, and it certainly gives you an interesting perspective on movies dealing with the Eighth Commandment and Ninth Commandment.
I know, I saw that website. I was also there.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, if you want to look
inside
up
joke here.
No, if you want to look up, there's if you Google movies about liars. You get the Lutheran Church's website about the Eighth Commandment. Thou shalt not lie. And
you're kidding.
I'm not joking. It's hilarious. Sorry, Lutherans. I'm not making fun of you, but it's kind of hilarious. That's what Richard's trying to say.
Well, okay then.
Pretty funny, actually. All
that
right,
is really weird.
Go ahead, Richard.
And on that same note, they have on here Meet the Parents. So I'm going to go with meet the parents. Because Greg is obviously lying to his father-in-law about his, not necessarily his career choice, but just lots of his decisions.
He's lying about all sorts of things. He lies the whole time. And his and the father-in-law is lying because he's, you know, he's the undercover, you know, what, FBI dude or CIA dude or whatever.
Yeah, but he has to lie because his father-in-law is nuts.
Are you in my circle of trust, Greg?
What? Remember
Greg,
the clip?
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Why don't you like cats, Greg?
That's hilarious.
So you want something more submissive. You need that, like a dog.
That's so funny.
Meet the parents.
Okay, sorry. I got to quit laughing. All right.
You're up, John.
Okay, let's see here. How about... gosh, there's so many. Okay, I've got one. It's kind of funny, not kind of funny. Fargo.
Fargo is dark and depressing. It does have really funny moments but it's mostly just because the acting is so, and it's lights out.
I know, but he's lying the whole time, Mr. Vindegaard.
William Macy.
Mr. Lindegaard. Yeah, William Macy.
Oh, and he's just in this spiraling downhill.
Just everything's going. He just screwed up. The whole thing's going to pot.
And once again, it has everyone's favorite side character in it, Steve Buscemi.
Guy is great.
You can take Steve Buscemi and plug him in to any movie. Yep. He is like whipped cream for every dessert.
It just goes.
Yeah.
It's perfect. All right. We'll come right back. If you got any movies for us, let us know. 307-200-8222. You're welcome to call as well. 303-477-5600. Enchanted Kitchens is next. Find him at klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, movies about or with liars, myself, Andy, Charlie, and Richard. You're up, Andy.
I'm up. Okay, here's a movie I have actually not mentioned in months, and which is weird because it's one of my favorite movies.
What would that be?
Megamind.
Yeah, you're right. Boy. You haven't mentioned it for months.
Yes.
That's your staple. That's your Schindler's List, Andy.
It is my it used to be. You know, I've been really falling down on the job. I'm just going to play one brief clip from this, and it's right after he has cheated. He's done evil to rise to power and has taken over the city and is now their overlord all of a sudden.
Okay.
Just a second here.
All I did was eliminate the most powerful man in the universe. Are there any questions? Go on. Yes. You in the back.
I'm sure we'd all like to know what you plan to do with us and this city.
Good. I'm glad you asked that. Imagine the most horrible, terrifying, evil thing you can possibly think of. And multiply it by six. In the meantime, I want you to carry on with the dreary, normal things you normal people do. Let's just have fun with this. Come on. And I will get back to you.
And he runs. He has no answer. He has no idea what to do with the city now that he's taken it over. I just think that's funny. I love Will Ferrell in that movie. And most of the movie, he is lying to her because he's acting like he is. He's got this image projector, and he's acting like he's this normal guy when he's actually the evil overlord.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Richard, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with one that we all know, and that's going to be Star Wars, because there's obviously the most famous lines of all of Luke not knowing who his real father is.
I'll give you that one. I didn't know that.
I am your father.
I didn't really think about that.
That can't be. That's impossible.
Yeah, okay.
We played that a few weeks ago where I said that was Richard when you told him you were his father. He screamed it was impossible. I still question it.
Richard, you got me on that one. I would not have guessed that one at all. That would not have been one that I would have done.
It was a grand deception because not only did he not know that he's the father, but they didn't know about Leia being his sister and her also having the Force. This stuff was revealed movie by movie.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's see here. I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm going to.
Schindler's List.
Of course. One of the best lies. I mean, he lied the entire movie to the Nazis. Right?
Yes.
Constantly lying to the Nazis. Had he not, he wouldn't have gotten everything done that he did.
You're right.
That's an example of when it's okay to lie to government,
that's
right?
That's lying. Yes. You're lying to government for good.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Okay. So. Well, let's stay with the Nazi theme.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Life is beautiful.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
And that is the father and his son, and they're in the Nazi war camp.
Yep.
And to help his son survive and get through it, he lies to his son and treats it like a game that they're playing for a competition to get through it.
Yes, good one, Andy.
And by the way, does that have one of the most beautiful endings you've ever seen?
Good one. I forgot about that. Good one, Andy.
There you go.
You scored. Good one. Richard, you're up.
All right, Amy, I'm going to go back to the animated realm in one of my favorite, I think one of our favorite movies, yours and I's, and that's going to be How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yes.
Because it's obviously a big lie in that he's obviously not supposed to be with the dragons, and yet he's training one, and he's training Toothless to be this, you know, essentially how to become a dragon and figure out the true meaning. But, oh, such a great movie. Again, one of my most favorite movies of all.
Okay.
Richard, wouldn't you say that that's one of those once-a-year movies? You got to see it once a year.
You got to see it all the time, especially when you have kids. I think it's just one of my, because it's not super, you know, it's just, it kind of gets into that animated sense of a little bit, not edgy, Andy, but it's just a little bit more intense for the kids as compared to, you know, Toy Story and things of the like there. And so it's good enough that parents can enjoy it, I feel like.
Hey, how about after the first of the year, right? Why don't we do once a year movies? The movies that are so good, you got to see them. You got, because next week we're going to do Christmas movies. I doubt we're going to do movies the week after that.
Yeah, we won't.
Okay, so
we could do that. New Year's week, we'll do that. Once a year movies.
Yeah,
good
movies
one.
That. Are, by the way, I'm going to call my shot. Yeah, I have to have Con Air in there. Just so you know, it's coming.
I watched it the other night. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Okay, so I got one that's a once a year movie that I'm still going to mention right now, anyways.
Okay,
because it's all about lying. It's the opposite of what Richard just said, because you don't want your kids watching this one.
Okay.
Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay, because he's lying the entire time to the mafia, because he's actually an FBI dude.
Awesome.
Agent, right?
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
So it's a complete lie.
Okay, let me go with one that's just off the top of my head here. The Peanut Butter Falcon, which is also another once-a-year movie.
Yes.
Because he's lying to the girl about the fact that he has... The disabled, what is it, Down syndrome boy
kid.
With
him. Yeah.
That he has him. And so he's hiding the Down syndrome boy from her.
In the ring. It's great. It's a great movie. I love that movie.
I gave it 4.5 stars.
It's a 5-star movie, Andy. It's a great movie. What's bad about it?
I don't give 5 stars.
Oh, well, I do. It's a 5-star movie.
You're too easy.
It's an awesome movie.
It is.
It's a great movie. It really is. It's a fabulous movie.
But you told me Richard's only a 4.5-star son.
Oh, got it. Yeah, did I know?
You said you don't do 5-star.
He's a 10-star.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
suck up.
No kidding.
By the way.
Richard, after you have a good cry, you're up next.
By the way, there's more than one liar in Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yes.
They're like, all the main characters are lying at one point. I mean, a lot of them are lying. Even the old, you know, I always call him the professor, but he's not the professor. Who's the roommate of the Down syndrome kid? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
He's always, you know, I always call him the nutty professor guy. I know he's not, but that's what he looks like.
Exactly.
And he's lying, too.
And he's funny.
It's hilarious. Anyways, great movie. And she lies.
At one point.
The nurse, she's lying to the bosses about what's going on as well.
Yeah.
They're lying all the time in that movie.
Yeah.
For the good.
For the good, because no one wants to turn
Nobody
that kid
wants
in.
To turn the kid in, exactly.
He's so too adorable.
All right, you're up, Richard.
Oh, very, very true on all the. Again, a fantastic movie. One that you don't think will be, just because of the name, Andy. It's one of those that you think it's just kind of Hollywood, you know, picking up one of their weird movies, like La La Land or whatever it might be. But no, it's not the case. Truly a fantastic film that way. So, again, I'm going to go back again to animated. And I'm going to go with two here, because there's lots of lying in animated movies from Disney, it seems. Ratatouille is one of my personal favorites. And my wife suggested that one as well.
Great example.
Great, again. Patton Oswalt, don't like him, but again, you can't dispute that.
Because the mouse is the cook. And he's making it seem like the young guy is the cook, but
I don't think
I've
ever seen this movie.
The mouse is the brilliant cook. Very charming.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Okay.
You've never seen it, Dad?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
You better not take my favorite next, but you may. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I got to go with one more here. And Dad, your oldest, or my from me, oldest grandchild for me is, he says his favorite movie about lying is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it is true, because remember they try to lie about Rudolph's nose.
Oh,
they
that's right. Good one.
They put the little covering over it.
The dirt.
And that they put the dirt. They try to hide his red nose, but
true.
Then eventually it shines through, and then they all.
That's like, true. True. Yeah. Good one. Good one. Good job, Josh. Okay, let me do this before we take Patrick. Okay, this one is it is a movie, but it's about real life, and it has to be the biggest liar in real life of all time. I don't think anybody's lied any more than this guy did his entire life, for the most part. That would be The Wizard of Lies, a story of Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty tough to top.
I mean,
that
is that
one.
Tough to top or not? I mean, even in real life, I mean, name somebody else that lied more than Bernie Madoff.
I can't. I know who possibly could.
Who?
Patrick.
Oh, Patrick
from
might
Peyton.
Be able to. All right, Patrick, hang on. Let me get this done right here. Here we go. Patrick, you're welcome. Or you're up, I should say. Welcome.
Hi, guys, again. So you're talking about your once-a-year movie, the movie that no matter where it's on or where it is in the movie that I have to watch, it's My Cousin Vinny with Marissa Tomei.
They lie in it, too.
My biological clock is ticking.
Trial lawyer.
Great movie. Great movie. Yes.
Yes.
By the way, he also played a great liar in Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Okay. Remember that?
That's funny.
Joe Pesci was
He's
so
hilarious.
Funny.
Okay, so am I up now? Or no, I went, didn't I?
You went. It's break time.
It's break. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. I got a few more on my list. We'll make another round here. Don't go anywhere. Barber's Foods is next. And folks, hey, if you're looking for a good prime rib, even for Christmas next week, it can be done. It can get handled. I ordered one today. It's a piece of cake. All you have to do is go to barbersfoods.com, tell them what you want. If they don't have it listed, give them a call, and they'll still take care of you. It's really that easy. It's barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, movies about liars. We are back. Andy is up.
And I got a cartoon.
No, please
don't.
Yes,
I'm going to play a little music.
Please don't.
It's pretty.
I don't care.
It's pretty. You're going to have tears.
No, I won't.
Going down your face.
No, I won't.
Well, Richard's going to agree. I'm only going to play a few seconds.
Okay, here we go. Play it.
It's about a 35-second clip, but
it's
I won't
too long.
Play it all. I know that. Okay.
3 seconds is too long, but go ahead and play it.
Gosh, you are such a Grinch.
Go ahead.
I mean, outside of Democrats, who hates Christmas more than you?
I like Christmas. It's just all the other nonsense that goes with it.
Okay, the movie is the movie is Tangled.
Tangled? I've never seen it.
Yeah, and he's lying to her the entire time because he wants the crown. Here's her singing.
Suddenly I see. This is supposed to make me cry.
You are crying.
Yeah, because it's playing.
I know. Something in your eye, John?
No, there's nothing in my eye. I'm not crying.
There's something in your eye. Is that just redness?
Okay, so it's good, but I've never seen the movie. So.
Okay, you've never seen the movie.
No.
Okay.
Richard,
by the way,
have you seen this?
Richard, is that beautiful music from that scene?
I don't know about beautiful music, because Tangled is not one of my favoriteest movies in that regard. But, yes, it's a decent film.
Just a decent film. I think it's a... I'm going to go higher. I'm not going to say all-time great, but I'm going to go very, very good. I think Tangled is one of the really upper-level ones.
We're going to leave the kids' movies here and get back to some real adult stuff, or what are we doing?
Well, Tangled, though, is all about lying. He's lying to her the whole time.
I get it, but so like, are we getting back to like real life here at some point?
But then what are you going to cry over?
Richard, you're up. What are you doing?
Well, you know what? Just because you said that, we're going to stay in the kids' realm of things.
Oh, good
and
night.
Go with one word. It's lying, Andy. And that's going to be the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
They lie in Little Mermaid?
She's
Yeah, she's lying to him the whole time because he doesn't know she's a mermaid.
And she's doing it without speaking.
When she really has this beautiful voice, she can't do it. And then Ursula lies because she takes her voice and is, you know, the pretty person at the end when she's really this nasty, you know, mermaid person thing at the end. So yes, it's all about lying.
Okay.
It's a quality film.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the adult side now. Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner, where he's a serial killer, but nobody knows that he is.
Yeah.
Okay. He lies a lot in that movie.
Okay. I will go very adult.
We went from kids' movies to serial killer.
Since you're into killing, okay, I'm going to go to a big-time killing movie that I liked that came out, what was the last year, I think it was, The Hunt.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Did you see it?
No, I can't watch it. It's too gory.
It is gory, but once did Richard, did you see it? Am I the only one?
No.
Charlie?
You're the only one that saw it.
Only one.
Okay. This is one of the most conservative movies I've ever seen. It was the most conservative movie since Team America. And supposedly it was the movie that was going to upset conservatives because it was about Trumpers and conservatives being hunted down by liberals. They're taken to a place, and they're chained up, and the liberals hunt and are slaughtering the conservatives. But the whole idea of the movie is the liberals are the bad guys, and they're funny how they depict them. And yet there's this one conservative lady who knows how to kill back, and then the rest of the movie is her hunting them, and it's wonderful. It's glorious. And by the way, after what just happened in the election, you'll enjoy The Hunt even more.
All right, Richard, you're up.
I'm going to go with one that's more on, I guess, kind of kid. I kind of grew up, not on the movie, obviously, but it was in my time frame. And that's going to be Big Fat Liar with Frankie Muniz and Amanda Bynes. Andy, did you ever see that one?
I saw part of it.
So but basically, he writes this story for school. He gets into his homework. Anyways, he runs into this guy, this movie producer. Basically, movie producer steals his movie and basically hits it big. It becomes this big thing, and so he goes to Hollywood to get it back and goes through this charade of stuff. It's kind of funny in that regard. It's an enjoyable film, and it was before both of those two characters got too super weird.
Hey, great example. And by the way, what happened to Amanda Bynes? She was like the hottie fest that all the young guys went to the movies to see, and she just dropped off the map.
She just got really weird. No good.
Oh, well.
All right, I've got one, then Randy will take yours. My next one is The Proposal. Sandra Bullock, Ryan Reynolds. She's lying to the INS guys about being a citizen and being married when they're not. She knows she's not a citizen. She doesn't lie about that. She lies about being married so she can stay in the country.
Such a chick flick guy.
It is
you know that?
Flick. It is very much a chick flick. It's good, though.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Let's see if Randy
can. By the way, the house up in Alaska that they go to is beautiful. Randy in North Glen, you're up.
Yeah, my movie is solely based on deceit, misdirection, and lying. And the movie is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes.
Yes. Steve Martin
and Michael Caine.
They were so
that
funny.
That was a great movie.
They were so funny.
But it's got Steve Martin in it.
Will you get over it?
Yeah.
Okay, just for
it
that.
Was a serious Steve Martin.
Okay.
He was so good.
All right, Randy, thanks. Good one. By the way, appreciate it. Okay.
Okay, just for that, I'm going to do another one that had lying and deception in it. Some.
Go ahead.
With Steve Martin, The Three Amigos.
It's a good movie.
So funny. And they're obviously lying about who they are.
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay, you're up, Richard.
All right, I'm going to go with one. And
this is your last one. So here you go.
Okay, so I'm going to make it a good one. It's ranked number two on IMDb's top 250,
okay.
And that's going to be The Godfather. Because there's obviously lots of lying in it.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
mafia.
Sure
they're always
any,
lying.
You know, mafia, yeah, mafia movie.
Yeah.
But so good. You know, such an enjoyable.
Okay.
And then Marlon Brando, I mean, fantastic. And you've got a young Al Pacino in there. And
I mean, you're talking Tom Hanks is in, what's his great movie?
Which one?
Oh, my gosh.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, right.
Castaway.
If you're thinking about him as Forrest Gump, when you're thinking of The Godfather, there are only like five or six characters on that level in all of movie history.
I agree.
That are that great.
Ever.
Agree.
Ever.
All right, my last one you guys are going to laugh at.
Okay.
Stick with me here because it is actually a movie and they do lie in it. It's a movie where they do lie in it. Christmas Vacation.
Because
he's lying about his bonus.
Well, that's true.
Right?
That's
at the
true.
End, because nobody knows that he doesn't get or that he's not getting his bonus until at the end when Eddie finds out and then Eddie goes and kidnaps his boss.
I think it's a great example, but points off for using a movie that you got to use next week.
For Christmas? I had to end with it. Okay. I could end with one last one, which, by the way, we have not mentioned. I can't believe nobody's mentioned this. It is like the all-time Disney movie about lying, Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody said Pinocchio.
My goodness.
It is like the ultimate lie movie, right? His
it
nose
is.
Grows.
It is.
One of my favorite movies as a kid, by the way.
Great example.
Because he turns into a real boy at the end. It's a great movie.
One day that's happening for you.
Pinocchio?
Yeah, someday I'll turn into a real boy.
No.
What, Richard?
Terrible. I didn't like Pinocchio.
Oh, Pinocchio is a great movie. I love Pinocchio.
Not one of my personal favorites.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll be back Wednesday for our Christmas edition. We'll do Christmas movies on Wednesday. Okay, guys?
Sounds fun.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Richard. See you in a little bit here. We're going to go see Christmas lights later, so we'll see him in a little bit. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. If you want to see what a new C8 Corvette looks like, there's one in the showroom. Why? Because it's mine. You can stop by, say hello, and while you're there, buy a vehicle. New or used, they've got you covered. PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, we have some mentions here from listeners I didn't get to, so these are text messages that came in here just a few minutes ago. Weekend at Bernie's.
The whole movie's a lie.
By the way, it's hilarious.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Good choice.
Fast and Furious. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, Undercover. Yeah.
Somebody says The Other Woman. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We just had that one a moment ago as well.
That's a popular one.
What about Kung Fu Panda? Do they lie in Kung Fu Panda? I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Yes. He has to lie to his dad. I love Kung Fu. I lied. I wasn't dreaming about soup, Dad. I love Kung Fu.
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Kung Fu Panda?
Never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, my gosh.
Charlie, have you seen it? Is it good? You've seen all three, Charlie? Wow, is it that good?
See,
Charlie says I would like it.
Does this prove my contention that John never had a childhood? I mean, come on.
I've never seen
Kung Fu Panda. You were made in a lab at 27.
I've never seen Kung Fu Panda. I haven't seen half the cartoons you guys have talking about.
You came out of a test tube, you did a leverage buyout on a business, probably. And you went forward from there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's about right.
You have to see Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, I'll try to watch Kung Fu Panda. All right, we got another full hour coming your way. We do have a couple of guests that are going to be joining us. Top of the hour, Larry Klayman is going to join us. He's an attorney, and we're going to talk about William Barr's resignation. We'll be back for that. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next on this Friday edition of Rush to Reason, and we'll be right back. KLZ 560.